We're ready to start. We started. Well, he got upset at that. What do you mean don't learn faster?
He got ticked.
Faster. It's about being honest, and that's what we're learning today. Everybody started. Kinyan Lamites. Yes? Kinyan Lamites, and it's Mamidai Al Ha'emes. The Torah. Pashup Pshat, there's different Pshatim in Mamida Ala MS that it's a Kenyan in Torah. Stop it. Okay. One of the Kenyan is Mamida. So there's different Pshatim. What does it mean Mamida Ala MS? Lamaisa, we know Torah is supposed to bring us to truth. Yaakov Avinu is the semel of Emes. He's semel of Torah, and he's also Emes. Emes Yaakov, right? So Torah and Emes have to do with each other. Moshe Emes, V'Seyrasay Emes. Emes is Torah is Emes. Okay, right? So we know that. That's clear. Now we're gonna say there's different pshatim in what this means that Torah is supposed to be a Mamidal Emes. Now this is a Kenyan to get Torah, and it's also something that Torah gives us. So I just want—I'm going to tell you the different perushim, different pshatim from different places, and all these little different concepts, and we're going to go through some of them in the way that the Bnei Chal goes through. Rashi says that you run after that. Someone who's into Torah is running after emes. Someone who loves Torah is running after truth. When we learn Torah, we want to know the truth. We're not just learning because I'm not talking about lishma and shalishma, but we're not just learning because we're told this is the right thing to do. It's because we want to know what's going on. You want to know what the Torah is saying. You want to know the truth. If there's different options of understanding, maybe this is the pshat, maybe that's the pshat. We're looking for the truth. That is what we're trying to do in Torah. And especially when, says Rashi continues, that when he's discussing halacha, and we want to know halacha, you know, if you try, you might not get to the real halacha. You have to, your mindset has to become to MS. One thing we're not going to discuss right now is when there's two people arguing, both of them try to get to MS, right? I'm talking about, let's say, in the Gemara, Beisham and Beisilah. And we say Elu ve'Elu divrei Elokim Chayim. They're both, so that means they're both Emes, right? We're going to assess how we can get to Emes. Next thing is we know that we say in the beginning every single day, Yehuatzam Ufanecha. Right? We say V'loy Amar Al Tamei Torah V'Al Asamotu V'Al Asamotu V'Loy Yichshul Chaveru Ve'Esmeach Behem. And that, in other words, we don't want our friends to make a mistake and we will be happy with their mistake, rejoice in their mistake, or the opposite, that they should make that we should make a mistake and they should rejoice. And what's the point? Because this is really what I just said. This is how the it's a pirush in Avos Medrash Shmuel. It says that if I'm learning, I just want to know the MS, I just want to know the honest truth. It doesn't, I'm not going to be happy if he's wrong. And more than that, this is something that I think all of us feel are missing in a certain thing, and I see it so much over here. And it comes from our honesty, and it comes from only good. How many times you see two guys arguing, right, in learning, which is a beautiful thing, and we love it. And you see two guys are arguing, and at the end of the day, they know the right shot. And then they're going to fight about, don't tell me that you never did it, and don't tell me that you never saw it. Okay? And then you see right afterwards, the guys are fighting. You see, that's what I told you. I told you, that's the pshat that I said. He said, no, that's not what you said. Now, who cares what you said? You just want to know what the truth is. There's obviously something in there more than just knowing what the truth is. There's a certain personal fight that you're trying. Has to do with COVID, and has to do with me being right and you being wrong. We need certain. We need to be right. You don't need to be right. You want to know what the truth is. It makes no difference who's right. Do you both know what the pshat is? You both know what it is. And this is something that we suffer from. We all suffer from. And this is something that it irks you when you hear other people doing it. Like what? I've even had some people come over to me. So Rabbi, what pshat did I say? I said like you were saying like no, no. Who cares? It makes no difference. But that's it's a bad amida.
You say you just want to know which mahalach.
What? No. We're talking about both. You know the exact pshat and tesis.
No, I'm saying.
And they're arguing about what happened.
Which way you thought? So you want to know if you're thinking.
Shvach, that's not true. Come on, you know better. And okay. The next thing, which we're going to have a few stories maybe. The Derech Chaim, which the Derech Chaim is otherwise known as Maral from Prague. Who's going to Prague? Nice. Okay, it's worth it, man. Okay. Mishtadel im chavero lavil emes. There's something else over here. A person. There's so many mises with different gedolim. I'll give you one story, but it's an attack, a nice story. So I think the safer looking for stories. It's called Michelle Ha'ovis. It's on Kinyon Yatera, and he brings down over here from. You say the concept is to be able to try to bring someone to the MS. You know, you see people that they're making a mistake in learning. They don't realize how good they are. They don't realize what they're able to do. More than that, they just they're learning wrong shot. Now, somehow or another, if you're going to just go over to him and say, "You're so stupid, you can't learn. What are you thinking? How do you say something so dumb?" They're not going to get it right. You have to be able to. Even a Rebbe has to be able to bring it out properly, and you have to be able to. No, it's the story with Rav Gusman. I don't know if you know Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman. You know Rav Gusman. This one is there's a yeshiva. There's a yeshiva in Rechavia. It's called Netzach Yisrael. I happen to think that's where Medrash Shmuel is based. Medrash is, am I right? I don't know. I was never in Medrash Shmuel, but it's around. It might be in there. Medrash
Shmuel.
What?
Medrash.
Medrash. Okay. So. Okay. So the story goes as follows. I'll tell you something I heard about Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman was the Zorcha to be in I think 17 or 19 years old. He was went in Vilna on the Bezdin of Rav Chaim Moiser.
So he's still alive?
No. I was by his Leviathan, but that was a long time ago, okay? But that was before the war. And there's many stories. He was a Goyin. Anyways, I heard before Yevamis is known as a hard mesechta. Some guy came over to him on Yevamis and asked him questions. And he asked him, asked him a question on Yevamis. He said, "Did you finish Yevamis? Did you learn the whole Yevamis?" He said, "No, not yet." But he's up to the beginning. He's asking a question in the beginning. He said, "I want to say something before I learned Yevamis, they were in America, I think, at that point." He said, "I learned the mesechta Yevamis 100 times just before we started the mesechta." Okay, that's the type of person we're talking about. Okay. Anyway, the story goes that this guy a bacher came to ask him a question on Maseches Kedushin. Okay, and the question was based on a Gemara and his understanding of Gemara. And it was a mistake in the Gemara. He could have figured out from the Gemara the mistake if he would have known the Gemara well enough. Which most questions, that's the truth on all of our questions, that it's a lack of understanding. That's where we get the question. So Rav Gusman said, "Bring me the Gemara. I don't remember the Gemara clearly. Bring me the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara together." He brought the Gemara and he sat down and they went together and they learned through the Gemara until, you know, they got the Gemara back and forth and we got the Gemara. Yeah, so what do you want to ask? He said, "When we were learning the Gemara, I got the answer to the question." Like that's what he did. That's one thing. And they were still talking, and this yid walked in from. This guy was an Ilui. He was an Ilui from Europe. He walked into Yeshiva Netzach Yisrael. Rav Gusman was close to him, and he said, Rav Gusman says to him, "You know what's going on?" He's like this. So the guy who was an Ilui, but he lost his entire family, and he was a depressed soul. As it was. So he lost his whole family in the war and he was depressed. So he had to, Rav Gusman had to speak to him a little differently. And he says to Rav Gusman, "Nu, was for a mesechta lernen? What mesechta are you learning?" He said, "We're learning Kedushin." So this guy was, you know, said, "Kedushin? I know about Peh. I know the whole Kedushin about Peh." So Rav Gusman said, "I also know Kedushin about Peh." So he said, "You know Kedushin about Peh? So let's make let's have a contest. Let's have fun with Kedushin." So the guy says, it said the name of the person, I didn't write it down, I don't remember his name. The person says to Rav Gusman, "So let's I'll say one blot, you say the next blot. I'll say the next blot, you say the next blot. Let's go back and forth. So, of course, he says, nah, that's not a kunz, big deal to say over blot Gemara. There's nothing to that. Shakla Vataya, who cares? A cinch. That's not hard. But let's do something else. Let's start from the beginning of Masechta. I'll say the first Taisus. You say this without learning, looking at the Gemara B'chlal, without knowing the Gemara. We'll go through Taisus. I'll say one Taisus. You say the next Taisus. Then go back and forth with different Taisus. Say, okay, no problem, great. And they went until Ma'ariv. I don't know if it doesn't say how long it happened. Until Ma'ariv, they went. And they were going. They were saying one Taisus, next Taisus, one Taisus, next Taisus. The story is not that Avgusman is a genius. Not that he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. That's not what we're coming to say. He's just we're trying to point out. That our job is to help people in learning. If we believe that Torah is emes, and that's the best thing in the world for anyone, let's figure out different ways for different people, and that's important. And everyone has to realize that they themselves have a different what?
Faster.
Okay. Then the next important thing, which also it comes from the Sefer called Lechem Shemayim, another pshat in this Kenyan, is just this is something that you know there's plenty of stories. The famous story of Pshach, but many other stories. You have to be moida ala emes. If you don't know. If you're not right, say you don't know. That's very important. It's the same concept. It's the same concept of if Torah is you're only learning Torah for the truth. Okay, so let's get on to the B'nai Chayil over here. There's also another point that he says over here that he says as far as Emes is concerned, which is a little bit hard, and it's not necessarily the way we work in most of our yeshivas today. My rabbi didn't work that way. I'm not going to say who because it's not fair. There's other some rabbis do. What happens if a bach comes over and asks a question, and it's just obvious that he doesn't have the taisus of saying asking a question. The whole thing didn't make sense. So he comes over to you and he asks a question. Says the Bukhan Vassaman, you have to explain to him that the question is a mistake. Because if you tell him that, oh, good kasha, I'll think about it. Maybe come back to me tomorrow. If you give him that feeling that that's a good kasha, or if he gives a teretz, which doesn't make any sense, and you say, great answer, maybe you can say something else also. If he doesn't understand that he's mistaken, so Rabbi Chanan said that you're leading the guy in the wrong path. You said if Torah is MS, because Torah is stability, like we explained the other time, the word MS is totally stable, it has a bottom, it stands. Sheker is based on points, right? The shin is like this, the kuf is like that, and the resh is one leg. Sheker falls, MS, all the letters are stable, and that and the side of MS is stability. You know, b'chap that? So come on. Right? That's aside from that, if you don't chap it, so I'll tell you the other part. MS is taken from is the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter. It has the whole spectrum, and Sheker is the last three, the end. Sheker is something that falls. Now the yisoid of Torah is honesty, is to be true. So I want to talk about one or two different type of things. Let me just a person. So someone, we have to believe that someone who sees the bigger picture. If you see the bigger picture, you see the real thing. The yisoid of MS. I'm going to try to prove it from the parashas that we learned. This is really he's going to do this a little later on. As we said, Yaakov Avinu is a symbol of honesty. MS is Torah, and if there's one person in the Torah for sure in Sefer Bereishis that we know of as tricking and lying and all different kinds of things like that, it's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov stole the Bechorah from Esav. He tricked him he sold the Bechorah. He went ahead and stole the brachas. He took stuff away from Lavan. In other words, he tricked it away that Lavan should pay him what he was supposed to get. And there was, you know, his own wives went against him, made a scheme against him to be able to that Leah should be able to be married, his true love tricked him. How does that fit in with that we know that MS is a symbol of Yaakov, if Yaakov as we know otherwise. So what do you guys, Taina? Again, Yaakov is MS, and Yaakov is the one that did all the truth. What? Okay, but you're still not a lie.
It's not a lie.
It's not a lie. Why? Why not?
It's mistruth.
What? So the pshat is like this. There's different ways of saying it. Give me 1 second. Let me get to the place over here where he's going to speak about. Mm-hmm. Here we go. So let's go through Bnei Chayil as much as we can. Okay, that's a question that we're going to have to come to an answer. The pasuk says as follows. It's a pasuk in Kehelis. This is how I'm talking from Bnei Chayil now. It says, "V'ra'isi ani," and I saw, "Ki yesh yisroin." There's a benefit. There's a edge above. Yes, there is a lot. Yisroin. There's a benefit. L'chachma to chachma min hasichlis from. Sichlis like means a lack of chachma. Chachma is wisdom. Sichlis is like stupidity or lack of wisdom. Ki yisroin, just like yisroin ha'or min ha'choshech, similar to the benefit that light has over darkness. Now, he goes through and he explains over here the difference between light and dark and chachma, and it's not just the opposite. One goes against the other one. It's not just that this is light and the other thing is dark. It can't be dark if there's light, and it can't be light if it's right. It takes the other thing away. We'll put it this way. The light shines out the dark. There's nothing there. There is no darkness if it's light. And as much as it's dark, that means there's no light. It can't be there. You can't just have two separate things, two opposites. You can have two opposites, but you can't have the two of them together. The same thing is chachma and sichlus. Sichlus is not using your brains. It's a person that has chachma. Torah is chachma. Okay? The side of Torah is chachma. Now, the Chazal say as follows. So Gemara says, "Ein adam oimed al divrei Torah, ella im kein nichshal bay." You're not going to get divrei Torah unless nichshal bay. What does that mean? Unless you fall. In other words, if anyone thinks that they're going to just be able to open up the Gemara, Taisvis, Rashba, Kibeger, or whatever we're trying to get, even, and just like it's going to go smooth without falling, without having a hard time, you're not going to get it. There's no such thing. Torah doesn't work that way. Because it's not just a book. There's something real about it. Something real about it is that you have to work on it. He brings down many different chazals, and I'm not going to go through everything. And he explains that the pshat is that if you realize that in order to have some, in one more thing, it says toiv ma'od. Chazal say, what's toiv ma'od? You know what toiv ma'od is? What? Yitzhar. Toiv. What's toiv? Here, let me read you the. Toiv is Torah. Toiv is good. Toiv is the Eitz of Toiv. Toiv is the Eitz of Toiv. Toiv Ma'od. Toiv Ma'od is the Eitz of Hara. That's something that doesn't make that much sense. Toiv, plain Toiv is the Eitz of Toiv, but Toiv Ma'od is the Eitz of Hara. Toiv is Chayim, is life. Toiv Ma'od is Misa. That's what Chazal said. So he explains this as follows. In order to get to the real value of life, if you would just live on forever and ever and ever, there is no value of life. Ask him. You don't have, saying people are just, the only reason why you enjoy life, if you could do the same thing 1,000 times, it's not fun. It's fun if it's a one-time thing. Right now is the one time you're able to do it. We were talking a little bit this morning about all you can eat. You don't appreciate the food and all you can eat if you have so much, all you can eat. The only thing you appreciate is getting your stomach fat. It's not about all you can eat because you're here. And even all you can eat is only because you can have it today, and you can't. It's only on Tuesdays you have all you can eat. You can't have the other days. But the reason why you're able to enjoy something is because it's limited. Since we're limited, then we can enjoy life. Because the fact that we have Misa, that means that there's a limit to life and I have to make the most out of it. What? Okay. But Yitzhar. Okay. It says Tovmud in the beginning. It's a kasha. It says Yitzhar. The Chazal says it's Yitzhar. Okay. That's a good question. I don't have an answer. You hear what I'm saying? So maybe you weren't supposed to enjoy it. I don't know. It was Kulei Tov, and there was nothing. There was not. It's a good question. I don't have an answer. But the Yetzer Hara gives us the ability to appreciate when we want to do good. Am I asking to that? The fact that Tov is the Yetzer Tov is asking us to do good. We're trying to do good with the Yetzer Tov, and this force going against it, that itself makes the Yetzer Tov so much better. It makes the good that we do much better. The ma'od is that the Yetzer Hara is trying to stop us from doing good. It doesn't mean that the tov ma'od that when I ate a nice ham sandwich, that is tov ma'od. When I had a choice of going here and going over there, and I chose to do the right thing, and I still enjoyed it, that made the tov that I picked so much better. So he's explaining the pshat in Torah also. The fact that we have to work for Torah, it's not simple. That makes it real. MS, I'm getting towards the end, unfortunately, because there's so much more. MS in the Torah comes from having different options. Being able to try it like this. No, it doesn't go. This doesn't go. This doesn't go. Ah, that's the pshat. I got it. That makes the Torah real. The fact that there were different options and different opportunities to get in different ways. That's why when we're working on the Torah, he says like this. It says Yagati Umatsasi Taimen. What? What does it mean Yagati? I worked Umatsasi and then I found it, believe him. If I worked for it, then it's not Umatsasi. I didn't find it. I got it. I worked for it, so I got it. I'm saying if I...
I mean, you have to keep working.
Yeah, but what do you mean? Matsasi is a metzia. We found it. I worked for it, I made it. When you make a building, you work, get a building, gets higher and higher, and then you made the building. So he says the pshat is that in working in Torah is comes from this pshat, that you work... No, that's the wrong pshat. So you have nothing. You try again, different angle. No, that also, if you try the good, and your chavusa was miming you ala emes, that you got the wrong pshat. Ah! Then I have to try again. And then you try it the third time. It started from the beginning. It has nothing to do with the first two things that you said. Right? And then you got it. Now I got the pshat. It didn't work the first two times. And you got it the third time. But it's its own thing. Because now you found it. Because it just came. Hashem sent it to you. But it's not. But the raya is that it's not you. Because I tried the first time, it wasn't me. The second time wasn't me. So what, the third time is me? It's not me. So that's the mitzvah, that it's through the work. It's not. It's
finding it.
What? Right? That's finding it. That's what you want.
It's working also. It didn't work.
Avadi, you worked. It's Yagati Umatsasi.
It's working to find it.
It's working to find, but you're not. It's not your work that made it happen. And that is that. The emes is making something real. I'm gonna have to skip my vart. I had a whole vart, but the pshat to answer the stories of Yaakov Avinu. If we're believing that emes is real. It's really what the Adam was saying. If emes is that the real thing has to happen, the right thing has to happen, what Hashem wants has to happen, so then Yaakov was forced to do whatever he can, to take everything he can to be able to get what's right. What was right? That Yaakov was supposed to get the brachas. That was right. Rivka Imenu had a nevuah that he was supposed to get the brachas. He had to do whatever he had to do in the world he can. Everything open in front of him. In this Olam HaShekhar, he had to use all his resources to be able to get what's right. It says, we're talking about Chachma and Ar, when Yitzchak told Esav, he asked him, where's my bracha? What is it? The pasuk says, "Ba achicha b'mirma," which means, you know what it means? Ba achicha, your brother came b'mirma, with trickery. He tricked me into giving him the bracha. That's what he said. Says the Targum, Ba achicha, that your brother came b'chachmasa. He came with brains. This was the right thing. That's not called trickery. If this is smart, this is, he did what he had to do. So the pshat is lying comes together with a with the wrong thing coming out. If something right is supposed to happen, then you have to make sure to get it. You have to do what you can to get it. And whatever resources you have to use. You're going to always have to ask the Shaila. You're still not supposed to say a lie with your mouth. And even Yaakov Avinu, the Shaila Tshuva, explains that he says, Anoichi Esav Becharecha means Anoichi, and Esav is Becharecha, or whatever. There's other pshatim to make it work. But Lamaisa, that you have to realize that Sheker is what's happening in the world. Why is this world Olam HaSheker? It's here. It's not here. It's just because it's not meant to stay. There's something more real that's going to end up staying. That's the Olam HaEmes, because that's there forever. So I have to use the Olam HaSheker in order to be able to reach with this Olam HaSheker to the Olam HaEmes. I have to be able to use the negative in this world to be able to reach the Emes of doing mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim in this Olam HaSheker, and then with making it not Olam HaSheker anymore. Have a good day. Yeah.